put it straight on.
We spoke Shalosh Shudos about Nakuda. I got a shtickle flak on. And I would like to be masbere, perhaps more barichas, that the Olam should understand what I was saying. As a hakdoma to the vote that we spoke about Shalosh Shudos, there's a parasha in the Torah. We're brought up, most of us, I think, made it through Kita Aleph, that you come home and you tell the story of Cain and Hevel, but Cain was a Rosha and Hevel was a Tzaddik. And the truth is, if you look in the Torah, you'll see that Cain was be'etzim a much higher madrega than Hevel. Cain, the Torah says, that he miketz yomim, Cain was the first man on earth to be mechadish, the inyan of korbanos. He understood what lies behind korbanos. He understood that korbanos means a loshon from korva, from getting closer to the Ribbono Shel Olam. He understood where to bring the korban. It was brought in Har HaMoriah. He understood bringing a dova gashmi to the Ribbono Shel Olam is also an avoida. You would say he's the most intelligent, biggest madrega. He had the soga to understand to bring a korban. Hevel, hevi gamhu. Hevel was a nachshlepper. He was the nebuch sitting in the corner, who couldn't come up with the idea himself, wasn't on that madrega, and he saw that Cain was mechadish, this new concept in Avodas Hashem, and he understood the oimuk, the tifkeit, that lies behind bringing a korban to the Ribbono Shel Olam. So he decided he'll also bring it. So who would you say? Cain was the godel. Hevel was a nebuch. Hevel gave it gamhu. He also brought Anoch Shlepper. Yet the Torah tells us, Vayisha Hashem El Hevel Vemun Chosei. The Ribbono Shel Olam accepted the korban of Hevel, and Cain he didn't accept. How do you know he accepted it? Well, Chazal tell us that Eish Min Hashemayim came out and took the korban. What was wrong with Cain's korban? What was wrong and what was right with Hevel's korban? What made Hevel's korban more choshev than Cain's korban? And yet, b'machshava, and in the lave, Cain was miles ahead. Cain thought of a new derech in avodas Hashem of how to get closer to the Ribbono Shel Olam. And you see, to a point where Cain, being on such a high madrega, he ended up vayargeu. He ended up that by killing his brother, from being on such a high madriga to killing his brother. And then this is this vort shteitem mesilas hashon. There's an old machlekas between Cain and Hevel, and this was the machlekas of Cain and Hevel. This is the machlekas that goes on ad hayoyim hazeh. To machlekas, what's the ikka by the Ribbono Shel Olam? You know, you get into a taxi and you ask the taxi driver, you know, Tashomer Shabbat? Ani Yehudi Belev. I'm Jewish at heart. Achmona Liba boy, the Ribbono Shel Olam likes, my heart's in the right place. I have a special connection to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Cain held that to bring a korban, really the Ribbono Shel Olam doesn't need the korban. Doesn't need the korban. Cain held. The main thing is the heart. Where's your heart lying? What you want to get out of this carbon. Doesn't make a difference what you bring. What did Cain bring? So Cain came along and he brought me Prihua Adoma. What's me Prihua Adoma? It says Rashi min Hagorua, from the worst. There's another Yesh Hagoda. Zera Pishta, flax. All Mepharshim, I say there's no steer between the two Mepharshim. If it's not the best, then it's the worst. If you can bring the best and you can do your best, anything less than that is minagarua, is from the worst. He brought Pishton. Why? Because Cain held, it doesn't make a difference what I bring. The main thing is I bring it. I do it. The Rebbe Shem doesn't need any fancy korban. Doesn't make a difference to him. The main thing is my avodah. Moshe Lamar Dova Daima. Guy brings a chosen, brings a $10,000 diamond ring for his kala. He wraps it up, the New York Post with the Ma'ariv. Real filthy, smelly paper. And he hands it to her. Does she accept it? She'll throw it back in his face. Why? Take a look. It's a $10,000 diamond. You know what I did to go out for you? And she says, no. The way you handed it to me, in this smelly, fishy piece of newspaper, you wrapped up the present. That means you don't really... The chashivas to me is missing. You bring me a $10,000 diamond ring packed up in a nice box with a flower, with a note. Oh, you're machshivit. You're machshivit. But you give, even though it's $10,000 and it's a diamond ring, but the way you handed it to me, the oifen that it was packed up, shows what your pnimius is, shows how much it's worth, shows how much I am worth to you. Kala doesn't accept it. Hevel came along and said, no. What did Hevel bring? The Hevel Hevi Gamu Mibchairus Soinoi. He brought the most choshuva u'michel behem. He brought the most choshuva matona that shayat to the Rebbein Yishloim. A real gzunta behema. Mibchairus. The Bechair. A feta shtickle fleish. And he brings it. Hevel held no. Besides bringing the korban, and the Rebbein Shem doesn't need it, but the way I package it, that shows the chashivas to who I'm giving it to. And that's the yisoid in avodas Hashem. It's not always about the avodah that I'm doing, the maisa mitzvah. I'm bringing a korban. Doesn't make a difference to the Rebbein Shem what I bring. It's how I bring it. It's what I bring that shows I'm machshiv the avodah that I'm doing. A fire came out from Shemayim and was makabel hevel. This was the machlekes between Cain and Hevel. What's the ikka over here? The ikka is the maisa mitzvah, or the ikka is also the wrappings that go with it? Cain came along and said, doesn't make a difference. You can bring minagorua from Pishton. The main thing is, intellectually, I understand exactly what the Rebbein Shalom wants. Intellectually, I'm holding miles ahead of Hevel. I understand the chokhmah that lies behind in bringing a korban. I understand the pshat that our korban is the most choshuva zach to bring to the Rebbein Shalom, and it brings a kurva. He understood it. He was the Baal Kishron. But he missed one point. Hevel, the Debach that sat in the corner, understood, no, it's not just about bringing. It's how I bring it. How do I put it on the platter? How do I serve it? That shows the chashivas of what I'm doing. This machlekes goes on ad hayom hazeh. You walk into the guy's room. He's standing there, Adam Arishin Kodem Achet, with his tefillin. With his tefillin on. Oh, halt him in Zogna Sheyotza. No, kein halt. Ich mache a meise mitzvah. I'm making a meise mitzvah. Put on tefillin. No, Yofi. Hevel came along and said, no. Doesn't work that way. It's how you package it. Have a siddur? How you package it? What state by tefillin? What do we say in the Shem Yichud? V'tzivonu lo neich al yad, v'shineged al lev, v'shave b'zeh tavus u'machshoves libeinu l'avodosoy. That mishefa mitzvah tefillin, v'yishahav shefa kodesh u'machshoves kodeshes. Tefillin has a school in it. To be metai and to be mekalev yourself to Ribbono Shel Olam, metai machshoves. Do you really expect that those tefillin that you put on, as in Yom Tovesh, that's going to exactly do the skula? That's going to be the eish yotzam in ashvamayim. That's going to be mekarev. That's going to be mekabel your tefillin. You really believe that the ashayotza that you said is an ashayotza that the Ribbono Shel Olam wants? Do you understand what the ashayotza is? When you turn around and you're talking to the Ribbono Shel Olam, it doesn't make a difference. I did my mitzvah. Das ist derech von Kayin. Hevel said, no. I walk into the Beis HaMedrash. I'm dressed like a mensch. I'm dressed as if I'm going to a chasna. I'm wearing normal shoes. I'm wearing a normal pair of pants. I'm wearing a jacket. I'm wearing a hat. I look like a mensch. Oh, a shtey dotten by a shmona esra, says Ribbono Shel Olam. Oh, das ist shittas hevel. It's also about how you wrap it around. It's not only about making a maisa mitzvah. There's a lot more than doing a maisa mitzvah. It's how I present it, because that's the chashivas of the mitzvah. That shows that you're machshiv who you're talking to. That shows what really lies behind the maisa mitzvah that you're doing, how I package it. When you do it that way, says the Ribbono Shel Olam, Vayesha Hashem lehevel. Ribbono Shel Olam accepted his tefillah, accepted his korban. A fire came out in Hashemayim. You didn't understand the oimik, the tiefkeit that lies behind the korban. You were the nachschlepper of the kayin, but you presented it right. You packaged it right. Says Ribbono Shel Olam, that's who I'm machshel, because it shows that you're machshel who the Ribbono Shel Olam is. We spoke in Shalosh Hudos on a kuda of Zeh Keli Vanvei. That from the Zeh Keli, you saw the Ribbono Shel Olam. Rosa Shifcha Alayam, a Shifcha, the most lowest person, saw on the Yam, Mashaloi Ro Cheskel Ben Buzi Ben Vuosei. The Cheskel Ben Buzi, who was Eicha to see Maisa Merkava. He saw the whole Yitzirah. He saw Ribbono Shel Olam b'nevuasei. He didn't come to Madrega of a Shifcha by Yamsuf that could point and say, Ze Keli Vanveyu. This is my Ribbono Shel Olam. Ze Keli Vanveyu. And from then on, there's never been that clarity of Ze Keli Vanveyu. But there is a mahalach how to get to it. In the same posuk of Ze Keli Ve'anveyu, this is my Ribbono Shel Olam, the Shifcha sword. Ze Keli could point at it. Ze Keli, it's also Ve'anveyu. And I'll beautify him. Says the Chazal, I learned from that. Sukkah Noe, Talis Noe, Esrog Noe. Yeah. You can laugh about the guys that look for an esrog for 3 days, and you got this jikava yeshiva bocha that goes out there half an hour before shkia, and they're selling in geula for 10 shekel because they want to get rid of everything, and he walks out with an esrog that
You know what? It's kosher. In Shulchan Aruch state it's kosher. Mahuta? Okay. But I got it for 15 shekel. And the lulav, rive shitters holds that it's less than a ter, it's okay. It's kosher. No worse. And he comes back and he says, Ani agever. For 30 shekel, the guy sits there for 3 days and spends 300 shekel on an esrog and 200 shekel on a lulav. Here I come back with 30 shekel, I got it all. Are you mekayim the mitzvah?
Yeah.
Mekayim the mitzvah. Is that what the Ribbono Shel Olam wants?
Is that the mitzvah that the Ribbono Shel Olam wants? Is that the kayimdika mitzvah or the heveldika mitzvah?
And vayesh Hashem. And you see it in a lot of different... Va'anveyu means noe sukkah, tefillin noe. That's where we learn the inyan from hidu mitzvah. Not only the maisa mitzvah, doing the mitzvah, but there's a hidu in the mitzvah, and how I do the mitzvah, what I spend on it. Then there's another drosha from Va'anveyu. Mahu rachum, afato rachum. Just like he's rachum, the yud gimel midas. Va'anveyu, how do I get to understanding, beautifying the Ribbono Shel Olam? How do I become a kiddush shamayim? By doing the same midas as the Ribbono Shel Olam. The Yud Gimel Midas of Mahu Rachum, Afator Rachum, just like he's a Rachmonos, has Rachmonos. So I also have Rachmonos. All the Yud Gimel Midas. It's not about screaming the Yud Gimel's Hashem Hashem, it's about doing it. So here we have, in the same Pasuk, in the same Limud, the Zer Keli Va'anveyu. You want to know how to get to the Zer Keli? You want to clockite in who the Ribbono Shel Olam is? From Maisa Mitzvah, from putting on tefillin, without Derech Eretz, you're not going to see it. You're not going to see the Zer Keli. Va'anveyu, a Maisa from Hevel. How I package it, how I look, how am I machshiv the mitzvah, what it means to me. And when it's choshev to me, I package it in the right way. If in the same way I walk around the dorm, I put on tefillin or I say a bracha, that's how much you machshiv the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's the kain that was never matzliach. Vayargehu. You can come afilu with all those mitzvahs, with all the understanding and the kishron of understanding the oimek, the tifkeit of a korban, and the same person could be a rutzeach. Because he didn't have ashpah on him. It wasn't there. He didn't feel it. He knew what I'm supposed to do. He understood what lies behind it. But machshiv who the Ribbono Shel Olam is, the Zer Keli. To understand Zer Keli, to see a clockite in Zer Keli, is only Va'anveyu. And the emes is this machlekes is, you know, talk about yeshivishkeit, not yeshivishkeit. Tif. I do it. Your choshuva hat. Not choshuva hat by a bracha. Brachas are Muslim. Yosh, it's brought down in halacha. I should wear a hat. Let's not go into all the nuances of from which side of the fence it's coming. But one thing for sure. There's a kayin, there's a shittas kayin, and there's a shittas hevel. And das geht herein in zeh keili va'anveyu. What, how do I get to the Zer Keli's Va'anveyu? That's one nekuda I wanted to speak about. Another nekuda, which I was asked to mention, even though Be'etzem we could go on for hours about it, but I don't think it's the Zman at this point. But I just want to be Mo'ira to the Tzibur. But Shimshon Pinkus used to say that when a guy watches a movie, he be'erach sees about 300 times that a guy gets punched in the face. He says, you have a little kid who's watching a movie like that. He says, do you understand what hashpoy it makes in his mind? Do you understand how cheap it comes to him that I can punch somebody else in the face? You go with a guy when he's watching a movie and you give him a shock, boo, into his ear. What's the first word that comes out of him?
I don't want to be taped. But why is that the first word? Because he's been hearing it 50 times on that movie. It subconsciously, it goes into the head. You suddenly hear it, you see it. And probably his first reaction is to punch the guy in the face. We have become desensitized by seeing so much schmutz over B'chukis, same Leiseleichu, that we react like Goyim. There was an article in New York Post, which I'm sure most of you have seen. I'm not quite sure how you could have seen it, because nobody has phones over here, but I'm sure somebody from the outside showed you. The New York Post. On Nebuch, this killing that happened in Williamsburg. And what the main thing over there was, who didn't want him alive? Or who didn't want him dead? Sorry. Who didn't want him dead? From a Goyish perspective, yeah, especially New York Post, Mahadrim and a Mahadrim from a newspaper, who didn't want him dead? And yet, you hear from the Frumer Yidden, you can hear from a Yeshiva Bocher, or from a younger man who's sitting by a Gemara, you can hear the same nuances. He deserved it! Skumtem! Like when a Ganov! Skumtem Misa! Misa? Who's Chayev Misa? I don't want to say who's Chayev Misa over here. Skumtem Misa? A Misa Mishuna? Why? Because he's some Hasidish guy who wears a strimal on the side? And he looks a cool guy and looks like one of these Ganovim from Williamsburg? And if it's Skumtem Misa? That's how cheap life became to a yeshiva bacha. That's how cheap life came to younger light, who can discuss as is kumtem nicht. That's because they all sit there with their iPhones and they came vergoished. And they're all sitting at home with their computers connected to the iPhones and to Facebook. They've gone vergoim. And that's how a goy speaks. A yiddish life is hefka. And we have a half a minute to talk that way? And lu yitzuya, two schwarzes, or three schwarzes complained about his stupid apartment. Asha alken is kumtem misa. And loma zogen es aganov. Loma zogen. And how many ganovim over here? And how many parents over here, I'll say it straight out, are not doing tax, what's it called? Are not ganovim? Are not doing double mortgages on their houses or on their properties? Chayev Misa? That's the way a Yid talks about another Yid? That he should have Skila, Srefa, Herig, and Chenek, all Abba Misa's basement? Skump them! Have we gone vergoished? We're a bunch of goyim over here sitting and learning? Yeah, younger light talk that way. Can you imagine it? A guy sitting by a Gemara, because he's sitting with his iPhone, he's connected to the Goyisha world. I get to him, I cooked up Facebook. He has to hear what's up and what's down. And Avada, he's got a Goyisha cup. Trachte via Goy, via Schwarzer. It's kumt him. He deserves it. You heard about Chayev Misa? I know you chayev misa on Hotzor Zerel Vatola, dos vesech. That I know you chayev misa on. Chayev misa, that's the way you talk about a yid, was ibegolos 9 yisoyimim, that leftover 9 yisoyimim. Did anybody think bechlal on the tzav, the yisoyimim? Did anybody think on the tzav that he went through until he died? He didn't get killed with a bullet. No, we pass him straight away. When we send the Bezdin, we fashtain besser. We're the Bezdin. He deserved it. He's a fashtunkener Hasidish guy, Mustam, one of these logos from Williamsburg. These Ganovim's Chayev Misa. And by the B'nai Torah, there's no Ganevas.
How many people are on programs over here? How many people are taking from the American government when they don't deserve it? You're going to tell me he's chayiv misa? Do you understand what's going on over here? The Goyshe cop has come into the Beis HaMedrash over here, that we've gone so far Goyshe, we'll be desensitized that a person's life is worth something. Do you know if there's a Beis Din that kills in 70 years, the Gemara says, it's called a killing Beis Din? And here we paskin kelachayad. He deserves it. Skump them. Do you understand how fagoish we become? Does anybody chap? And Eilim takes a kelachayad. Yeah, we're talking about kelachayad. Yeah, okay, 9 years same. Mishkefelach. 39 years old. His parents are still alive. He gave millions of stock up. Seder. No big deal. We've lost oil proportion over here. What we're talking about. Think about it. Think where we're coming from. Chap. How far goish we come. This comes from... Rabbi, I'm sitting and learning. I just need... In order to fall asleep, I need that program, that television program. I can only fall asleep with it. Yeah. Another ritzicha. Another this, another that. Biz meveta goy alein. Vada, a Yiddish mensch, haget mischt, we don't kill. Is that not called killing? When you turn around and say, he deserves it. He deserves it. Skumten. With a sinner to the chafer, from the charedim over there, he deserves it. That's kain. That is kain. When you hate the wrappings of a Yiddishkeit, when you hate what Yiddishkeit stands for, when you hate what zekein v'anveyu is, you'll end up vayahargeu. Kain actually killed Hevel. And what are we? We're not rotzchim. When we turn around and we say, skump them. You're a Ritzeach. Who's that Ritzeach? Because I don't believe in anything Tzvan Veil. Because Cain, that's what he believed in. I can put on tefillin with my Unterhäusern. I can walk into shul the way I want. I can daven ban the bath on Omer, cook a nice with a young Israel guy. I can say Ashayotim with my Unterwäsch. I can do whatever I want. And from Don Kum Hariga, that's where we come for Goyisht. Because we do a Maisa Mitzvah like a bunch of Christians. That's the way we look at our mitzvahs. We've got to do it. I was born Jewish. Nebuch. Okay, Beseda, what can I do? That's what I'll do. Is there any heart in it? Is there any chashivas to what I'm doing? That's where Vayargeu comes from. Vayokam Vayargeu. He got up and he killed him. Cain killed him. From what? He was upset. The Hevelniker, the Frumer, who brought a much more Choshev Esrog, who has a much more Choshev pair of tzitzis. Him, the Yeshivish, who's wearing a hat. Yeah, with a white shirt, yeah. Him, he's a Choshev guy. The piece of garbage. Vayargehu. Va'omar b'yoymahu. Hine zeh lekeinu zeh. Zeh kivine lo yeshienu. When Mashiach will come, there'll be va'oma b'yoymahu on that day. Hine zeh lekeinu. Zeh kivine lo. We'll be able to say twice zeh. Because we'll see such a clarity. We'll live with that clarity so clear that we'll be able to say zeh every day. But until then, there's got to be va'anvei in order to get to the zeh. To see that Ribbono Shel Olam, the klokheit of the Ribbono Shel Olam, in order that we shouldn't become rotzchim. Rotzchim, that's what we became. That a Yiddish's life means nothing. That nine Yisraelim mean nothing. Because a few Shvatzes who are complaining is kump them. And Muzan Aganov. Vayargeu, that's where it comes from. Ribbono Shel Olam should help us. Take out from this maisa, get back cook. We think like the New York Post. I was sitting by the Matisio in the house last week. A younger man walked in and he called him and he said to him, I want to tell you one thing. Just from the tone of voice you spoke, it was mashma that you were mushpa from what you saw in the New York Post. He said, just from the nuances that you said, just the way you spoke with the undertone was already fagoished. You were already nishba, you were already mushpa from what you saw in the New York Post. That's how much it had a hashpa on us. We're talking about a choshva younger man. He said, from the undertones, who didn't want him dead? He said, just from that alone. Here we say it's kumte, we're a higher madrega. The real thing. We're the emissaries. We're the real kinds. Make sure to daven fanomut on a hit. Make sure to daven a talis hafen kop, was a younger man though. Make sure without a jacket. Cover that tzibur garnished. Cover the bainishan garnished. Yeshivishamaisas. I don't know, I know that Hevel shitter lasted. Hevel was what the Ribbono Shel Olam accepted. And from the kaims of Ariske Kuman Ritzicha, Hatzlocha.